Higher Biz.
And of course, looking now at a more significant story that really impacts the livelihoods of many South Africans is details concerning the restrictions of the Social Relief of Distress grant for the month of April. Many of us may be well aware that 350 Rand grants will be put on halt and on ice at the moment. And a number of institutions have come forward to say that this is going to halter and hamper the livelihoods of millions of poor South Africans who will no longer receive these particular grants. To tell us more about the socioeconomic impact of this, we join on the line by Holly Halson, who's a researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice. Kelly, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you with us. And Kelly, looking at this article that was initially published today and raising some concerns about the impact that the SRD grant will, the regulations will have on the livelihoods of South Africans, take us back to a clear understanding, because from what many of us do understand is the fact that these grants are now being halted as they were initially introduced due to the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown. Mm-hmm. But now that we've since moved out of that particular fraternity, government can just simply no longer afford it. But you disagree.
So it's not quite correct that they've been halted. What's happened is that they've been transferred, as you say, from the National State of Disaster framework into the normal social assistance legislative framework. So that kind of sounds like a bit of a complex process, but it has created a lot of issues in the month of April for beneficiaries who expected to receive their 350 grant in April. And for a little while, SASSA did halt the any new applications being allowed to be made. Mm. But now they've come out and said everybody, including people who were already receiving the grant, need to reapply through a new digital system, and they need to do that as soon as possible in order to receive their April grant.
And you're saying this is problematic. Tell us why.
So we are concerned that the new framework has restricted eligibility criteria. So that means people who were previously eligible for the grant no longer are eligible under the new criteria. So it used to be that your income needed to be below the food poverty line, which is 624 Rand, in order to receive the grant. And now your income needs to be below 350 Rand. So that cuts out hundreds of thousands of people.
Sure. Do we know why that broader particular amendment has been taken into account?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have our theories, and the broader issue is that Treasury has only budgeted a certain amount to pay the SRD grant over the next year. So the President announced in February that the SRD grant would be extended until March 2023, but Treasury has basically placed a cap on the number of people who can receive it by allocating an inadequate amount in the last budget. So they're essentially forcing DSD, the Department of Social Development, to introduce new criteria which will exclude people so that they can keep the spending under that budget cap.
And this is where, I guess, the debate comes in for many economists, right? Some saying that, well, we just can't afford to continue paying a basic living grant in South Africa. And others actually saying, hold on, given the socioeconomic dynamics, we should actually continue. Help us unpack, as the Institute for Economic Justice, what's your take on this? And if National Treasury should actually look at increasing its budget allocation here?
Sure. I mean, I think that there's the immediate kind of shorter term issue, which is paying the SRD grant, which the President announced would be continued for the next year. And we can definitely afford to do that. There was a higher than expected revenue take from the government last year off the back of the commodities boom. So it wouldn't be a huge amount of extra money to pay the SRD grant to all eligible people this year. Then there's the wider question of a basic income grant, and that's something that my organisation and the organisations that we are aligned with have been advocating for. We want to see a universal basic income grant introduced after the expiry of the current SRD grant. And you're right that a lot of economists have argued that we can't afford that. I think there are a couple of things to say in response to that.
Mm.
One, we don't believe that we can afford not to. I mean, this is simply about what we are prioritising and what we are valuing. And so where we choose to allocate funds, is it about dealing with the issue of poverty and hunger, or is it about paying down the deficit faster than scheduled, because that's what the government has prioritised at the moment. But I think the other thing to say is that it's not just a price tag. It's not just a drain on public finances. Social protection, comprehensive social protection, actually does a lot to stimulate the economy. So when people are receiving grants, they spend that in their local communities, or it helps them pay for data, it helps them pay for transport to go out and look for a job.
Mm.
So when you provide that social assistance, you're actually doing a whole lot to tackle those long-term challenges of unemployment and to kickstart the economy.
Exactly. Well, interesting dynamics, and I think lots to be considered in this regard and ongoing debates. But as an institution, are you looking to hold ongoing conversations with National Treasury to shape and adjust the status quo at the moment? I guess what I'm asking is, what would be the favourable outcome for you, and what are you doing in order to reach it?
So, yes, in the short term, we are advocating for the Social Relief of Distress Grant to be paid to everybody living below the food poverty line, and for Treasury to budget according to need. We've written a letter to the Department of Social Development and Treasury, along with our coalition partners, Black Sash, Pay the Grants, and Social Policy Initiative. We've asked them to meet with us to provide a kind of urgent explanation as to what's going on right now with the SRD grants. But also to give us some longer-term certainty, to give us a plan quite urgently about what is going to replace that grant after March 2023.
Definitely. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more insight on that and, of course, unpacking the different financing and funding resources and options that might be available, and also being aware that it's an ongoing debate, as you say, Kelly, that's been taking place between a number of economists. But we thank you for your contribution to the conversation this evening, and really look forward to seeing how these insights will continue to unfold. Thank you again for your time tonight.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
That's Kelly Howson, researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice, essentially saying that the lives of millions of South Africans will be impacted by not receiving the Social Relief of Distress grants in this month of April. Those 350s, essentially due to a change in criteria, a move, as we see in terms of regulations, shifting from the previous notes on the national state of the disaster. And this also having a significant impact on the socioeconomic dynamics. How do we try to give people a leg up if job opportunities are so scarce, and others still arguing that, hold on, we just cannot afford it. We need to create a conducive environment for business to create those job opportunities. What are your thoughts? Tweet us at KayaBiz, and of course, excuse me, at Kaya on Air. The hashtag to use though is KayaBiz. It's
KayaBiz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.